Well, we'll look a little more of the word here this morning. Ephesians chapter 5, 2011, January 3rd. Is it the 3rd? 2nd. Let's not get ahead of ourselves. One day at a time. I know that a lot of people this time of year think in terms of, you know, what are we going to do this year? What do you want to do? What do you want to accomplish? And like Patty mentioned earlier, there's nothing wrong with plans, but you can really only live one day at a time. You can only decide to do today what you need to do today. And today, my goal is what it says here in chapter 5 of Ephesians, verse 1, to be an imitator of God as His dear child. You know, that is my desire today. You know, I know that maybe I'll live another day. And I could think of what I'd like to do tomorrow. But I can't live that tomorrow. I can only live today. I can only do what I can do today. I can only decide to follow God's lead, to follow God's inspiration, and to imitate Him. This is my part. This is what I desire to do. To be an imitator of God, like a child imitates a loving father. That's the emphasis. You know, that's what God desires for us to do. To so know Him, to so have such great love for Him, to so understand His desires and His accomplishments for us through His Son Jesus Christ, that we desire to imitate that love, that grace, that mercy that He has for us, that forgiveness, that understanding. You know, sometimes we don't understand each other. We're people. You know, we have a hard time understanding ourselves sometimes, let alone somebody else. Right? Like we wake up in the morning, we look at ourselves and we go, yeah, I know you're a son of God. But what the heck were you thinking? How did you get that? And you don't, you know, you hardly understand yourself sometimes. Why did I do that? Or why was I thinking that? But God desires for us to understand Him. We can understand His love, His grace, His mercy, His forgiveness, His tenderness, His goodness. We can understand that because as we look to Him and as we trust Him day by day, we see Him work in our lives. And we are encouraged to remember those things that He has done for us. You know, we can certainly look back towards the past year and remember great things that God has done for us. And that is what encourages us and inspires us to imitate Him today. You know, today we can be imitators of God. Tomorrow, I'll do that tomorrow if I get there. If I get there. Nothing wrong with planning, but I don't know about tomorrow. So it says something about that in James. Hold your finger here and look at James. Chapter 4, verse 13. It says, go to now. And that is the old English King James, right? It just means, come on. Come now. You that say, and these are the people, you know, he's saying, okay, come on now. Let's think about what you're saying here. Today or tomorrow we'll go into such a city and continue there a year and we'll buy and sell and get gain. Whereas verse 14 says, you don't know what will be on the morrow. You know, that's the reality of life day by day. You know today you're living, you're breathing, you're able to praise God and walk with Him and receive His benefits today. But tomorrow you don't know. Your flesh could give out or the Lord could return. So don't be so concerned with that. Yeah, you can go ahead and think about it. But, you know, what is your life, verse 14 says? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. Keep things in context. Keep things in the scope of God's overall plan. That He is going to send His Son back. We are going to be gathered together with Him. That could be today. And boy, wouldn't that be fun. Break out the hats and hooters. We're going to have a party when that happens. Maybe it'll be tomorrow. Maybe it won't be. But we live life in light of that. Today I can imitate God. Tomorrow, I don't know. Today I desire to be a child of God, imitating Him. See? You know? And that's why it says in verse 15, you ought to be saying, you know, if the Lord wills, if He doesn't send His Son back, then we'll live and we'll do this or we'll do that. We'll carry out our plans if He doesn't send His Son back. You know, because we do have promise of length of days and long life if He holds back on His plan to send His Son back. We do have length of days ahead of us. Long life, blessed. But that long life, those length of days, only come one at a time. One day at a time. Back in Ephesians 5. You know, we're imitators of God. This is what we can do now. This is how we can live and reap great benefits. You know, to be imitators, to desire to imitate God. And walk in love, verse 2 says. Walk in love as Christ also hath loved us. You know, there's our example of what a human being can do when he's motivated by love. Love for God first, and then love for his neighbor. That's our example. That's our, you know, you talk about superior excellence, right? There's our example of it. The Lord Jesus Christ. He's our example. He's who we strive to be like, our big brother. Because he imitated his father. He imitated his love, his grace, his tenderness, his forgiveness, his tenacity, his determination to bring to pass the Father's will. You know, I think I mentioned it a couple weeks ago. You know, maybe it was last week, I'm not sure. But, you know, God knows what He wants. And He is going to get what He wants. Because that's God. You know, God gets what He wants. And right now, He wants a giant family, and He wants His family to love Him and His kids to imitate Him. So give Him a chance, and He'll show you how that's done. And if you look to the Lord Jesus Christ as an example, it's very simple. Jesus Christ never prayed and asked God for more faith. He prayed, and when He prayed and spoke to God, it was with great trust towards God. It was with great faith towards God. You don't have to pray for more faith. That's a confession that you don't have any. Just pray with faith. Ask God with confidence. Speak with authority as Jesus Christ spoke. Not with, like Patty was sharing earlier, it's not an egotistical, uppity thing. It's just a knowing within yourself that you are a son or daughter of God. And that He has filled you with everything that you need. That's why we can walk in love. That's why we can be free to love. Because we don't have any real need ourselves. You know, the people that are really free to love are absolutely confident that they have no needs at all in their own life. That's what contentment is. It's being content. It's understanding that your life is okay the way it is. You have what you need. This is why we can imitate God. And this is why, you know, it's a great thing when we do. We endeavor to. Now, none of us do it all the time. That's why we're not our own saviors. That's why Wallace is not my savior and I'm not his savior. Because he can't do it all the time, 100%, and neither can I, neither can you. But Jesus Christ did. And so we look to him as our example to imitate our Heavenly Father. Because that's what he did. He imitated God as a dear child. We walk in love and we give. You know, he gave himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. It became that sweet smell. You know, like we were talking about earlier, you know, when you got the barbecue rolling, right? What is that? It's just like, yeah, smells good, don't it? It does. Or when the oven's, you know, baking the turkey, or when you're doing whatever you're doing, and that great aroma. It's a sweet smell. You know, and then, yeah, right, that's aromatherapy right there. Yeah. So, you know, and then it talks about all the stupid stuff in verses 3 and 4 and 5. You know, it's all the stupid stuff that people think they need to do. Right? Fornication, uncleanness, covetousness, you know. Let it not be once named among you. That's not you. That's not who you are. You're a child of the Most High God. You don't have to covet anything. You have God Almighty as your Heavenly Father. And He has cattle on 1,000 hills, it says, right? He's got a few for you. And He's not reluctant to give. So you don't need any of these things. You don't have to be desirous of all these things that so-called everyone else has, but you may not seem to have. So don't be that way. Don't live that way. Don't think that way. And then it says, you know, all these other stupid things, uncleanness, covetousness, idolatry. Let no man, verse 6, let no man deceive you with vain words. Don't let anybody make you think that you have to live that way. You don't, because you are a son. You are a daughter of the Most High God. And it's all that stupid stuff that God gets angry with the children of disobedience. You're not a child of disobedience. You are a child of God. He's not angry with you. Whether you do these things or not, He doesn't get angry with you. He gets angry with the children of disobedience. You're not that anymore. Don't be partakers with them. See, it separates you from them. Even though you may or may not be walking, He still separates. In God's mind, you as a born-again believer are not them anymore. You are alive unto God through Jesus Christ. You are His son, His daughter. That's why you don't be partakers of that stuff with them. Because you now are a child of God and your desire is to imitate God as a dear child. For you, verse 8 says, were sometimes darkness. Yes, you were. But now are you light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. You know, you can do that today. You can do that today. I can do that today. And that's what will bring us to that point of superior excellence. Recognizing that you're a son or daughter of God. And to walk imitating God brings you into that great fullness. You are a child of light. You're light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. Walk. Do it. Don't just think about what someone else is doing. You do it. Do it. Live that way. You know? You recognize day by day that yes, every step I take, I am a son of God. I am. I may be stumbling, bumbling around, but I am a son of God with each one of those steps. For it says in verse 9, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth. That word Spirit there in some texts is light. The fruit of this light is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. It's the fruit of you being now a child of light and seeking to imitate God, that which that action produces in your life is acceptable unto the Lord. That's acceptable unto the Lord. All we need do is seek to imitate Him and walk in love. And that produces great fruit in our life. And that fruit is what's acceptable. That fruit of being a child of light. That fruit, like it says in Galatians, the fruit of the Spirit. That's what's acceptable unto God. It's not the fruit of our flesh. The fruit of our flesh never provided what we could get from the Spirit. See, this is a great thing. This is a desire that we can have today and we can live today. And then if the Lord tarries, yeah, I've got my plan for what I'd like to see happen. But I'm going to focus on today. Because the today I can live. If we look at Philippians chapter 4, this is something that Patty mentioned just a little bit ago about, you know, the contentment. You know, being content. Philippians chapter 4. Because when we are content now, then we can be free to imitate God as a dear child. We're not distracted with all these things that we think we might have need of. Because the reality of it is, God's there for you. You don't have to be concerned about it. In the context of abundant sharing, in Philippi, Paul writes this by revelation, "But I rejoice," verse 10 says, in the Lord greatly, "that now at the last your care of me has flourished again, wherein you were all so careful, but you lacked opportunity." You were caring before, but you didn't have the opportunity, and now you do. "Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned, in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content." I am content. Whether you guys have been abundantly sharing to me or not, I am content. That's what Paul said. "I know how to be abased and I know how to abound." I know how to do this. And he did it. He knew how to do it because he was looking to God and trusting God for his supply. "I know how to be abased and how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need." I can live it either way. I can live life either way. Whether I got a full belly or I'm wondering where my next meal is coming from. I can do it either way. And my meal might need to come soon because my stomach's growling. And why? Why could he say that? Why did he know that every day he could live with great abundance and great blessing? Because I can do, verse 13, all things. I'm ready for anything. I'm equal to anything through Christ that infuses inner strength into me, right? That's the literal. I can do these things because I have Christ in me. I have that same spirit within me that Jesus Christ of Nazareth had put upon him at the moment of his baptism by John the Baptist. When that spirit descended like a dove, when they saw it from heaven descend upon him. No question, that man's got the Spirit of God on him. Because the Spirit, they saw it come down and rest upon him. And that then he began his ministry. Then he began to do the mighty works, the signs, miracles, and wonders. And it's that same Spirit that he had enabling him that is within you. That's why you can be content. That's why you can imitate God as a dear child. And live life abundantly and live life blessed. We don't have to be like the unbelievers anymore. We don't have to live like them anymore, wondering, oh my gosh, what's the economy going to do? What's this going to do? What's that going to do? We live knowing that we are sons of God and that we have that Spirit of Christ within us. And so we're equal to anything, whether we've got it all rolling and in great abundance, or whether things aren't moving so good, we can be content. I looked up one definition of that word content. It was a perfect condition of life in which no aid or support is needed. It's a great definition, I thought. A perfect condition of life in which no aid or support is needed. But wait a minute! You're abased. You have nothing. I don't need any aid or support. I have Christ in me. I have a Heavenly Father who knows exactly what I need. And He knows exactly when I need it. And he's working really hard for me to take care of those things. You look in Hebrews, and this is the verse that Patty had mentioned earlier. I want to go to it in Hebrews. Is it Hebrews 13? Verse 5. Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content. Be content with such things as you have. That's that word, be content. Be self-sufficient, knowing that you have got everything you need. Why? Because he said, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. That's why you can be content. That's why you can realize in the depth of your heart that you have everything you need. Now, move that way. Act that way. Conduct your life that way. Seek those things which are above. Because God said, I'm not going to leave you. I'm not going to forsake you. So that we may boldly say, we have this promise so we can boldly say, the Lord is my helper. He's the guy who helps me out. The Lord, meaning here from the Old Testament, Jehovah. Not Jesus, Jehovah. Translated, it's brought over into Greek, but it's a quote from the Old Testament. The word Lord, Jehovah, is my help. Who's Jehovah? He is the Creator. He is the one who has made a covenant relationship with you. Right? God, He's my helper, and I will not fear. What? And the rest of it is a question. What's man going to do to me? What can man do unto me? I have Jehovah as my helper. See? That's why I'm content. That's why I know that I am self-sufficient. I know that I have all I need. And so now I just seek to live my life imitating my Heavenly Father. Boy, and you know that it's a great goal, and it's so simple. And yet sometimes it's very difficult for us because we are flesh. And we've got this stupid flesh to contend with. But that doesn't change the reality of how God sees you. God sees you as His son, His daughter. That which He has perfected in Christ before Him. So, walk in love, imitate Him. Don't be anxious for anything, right? I mean, now you read Philippians 4, don't be anxious. So, okay. Now I know why. I don't have to be anxious. In everything, I can pray. I can, in prayer and supplication, make my request known unto Him. And I don't have to fret anything. Because I know He's never leave me nor forsake me. He's made me His child. He's Jehovah. He is God Almighty. That Elohim. Jehovah, who has made me His child. So live it up today. And if the Lord doesn't come back, we'll live it up tomorrow. And we will be blessed, because that's God's desire for us. So that's reason to be happy. For a new year, well, I don't know if it's ever going to play out all 365 days, but I have a happy new day today. Amen. All right, so Father, thanks for your love and grace. Thank you for continuing to take care of us and back up your promises. Thank you, Father, that we are your children and that we can walk in love, imitating you and recognizing that you have made us and enabled us to live lives as your children, as your dear ones, just like your Son, Jesus Christ. Thanks, Father, for just taking care of everything for us, and we give it all to you, and we joy and rejoice in knowing that you are there for us each and every moment of each and every day. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen.
All right. Well, God bless you guys.